This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this Stockbox interview with Craig Brown, the CEO of ECR Minerals. Hi, Craig.
Hi, good morning, Mac.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. So today, ECR have released an RNS, a significant announcement. You're back on the ground at Bayliston. You've purchased a drill rig and you're identifying high priority gold targets for near-term drilling. However, before we get into that, I want to ask you, first of all, how are your negotiations going and discussions with third parties regarding potential transactions with Creswick and Bayliston?
Well, we're certainly still in discussions with two key groups. We've had three serious groups which have completed due diligence. They still are yet to do on-site visits, and that's partly due to the current coronavirus situation in Victoria. However, it doesn't restrict us from carrying out our activities. And although metropolitan Melbourne is in lockdown, where we are in regional Victoria, we can operate as usually as normal. And so, you know, we're on the ground, we're doing work, we've been doing work throughout August, and, you know, things are going well. So we've had discussions really with three groups who have completed due diligence, and we had two proposals in respect of Bayliston, which we didn't take up because we thought the projects were far more valuable than what was being offered. In respect of Creswick, we're in discussion still with one third party who has presented two proposals, and there's a third group, which is by far a far larger group, and we're just simply waiting for them to do their site visit. So things are certainly ongoing due to the current turbulent world we're operating in. It may not necessarily be resolved in the immediate future, but we're very positive, and it's very positive that there's so much interest in the projects. I mean, Victoria has seen a huge amount of interest in recent weeks and months, and I don't know if you're aware, there was a deal announced by Petrotherm. They have a Canadian group acquiring their assets for or proposing to acquire their assets for some over 20-odd million Australian dollars. There's been a few other smaller deals going through, $3 million, $750,000 for licenses. So certainly, you know, the deals are happening on the ground, and, you know, we're positive something could become of it, or certainly would become of it if we'd like to proceed. But certainly we're looking at bringing in a third party for Creswick. But as far as Bayliston's concerned, we've recently acquired a drill rig, and we'd like to do commence and start doing a lot of the work ourselves.
Okay, so still ongoing then, but you're not waiting around, and you've recently resumed activity on the ground at Bayliston?
Yes, we're back in various locations, and that includes Blue Moon, and which is one of the four key areas of the Bayliston license. So there's Blue Moon, Black Cat, HR3, and Cherry Tree South. We've previously conducted drill programs at Blue Moon, Black Cat, and HR3 back in 2017. And Cherry Tree is a relatively new area for us, and we've been doing quite a lot of sampling. We recently purchased a brand new Olympus XRF with the latest technology, and we've been completing geochem sampling with that, and additional mapping to determine the areas and where to locate our next drill holes. So, yeah, it's very positive.
Okay, great. And on the purchase of the diamond drill rig, this could be seen as quite an aggressive move by ECR, and it's always exciting when the drill starts turning. Can you tell us your thoughts behind the purchase?
Well, it is quite difficult to get a drill rig on the ground in Victoria at the moment. And in the last 2 years, 2018 and 2019, we used drill rigs from out of state. And one of the issues you do have when you're using contractors is that they will do a fairly quick and fast job just to get the work completed. But it gives us far more flexibility when we own our own rig. We can control the program at our own pace. We can drill where we want to. We can perhaps stop drilling for a number of days, wait till we get some assay results back, and then determine the location of our next holes. So by actually owning your own rig, it gives you far more flexibility, and we believe the costs are a lot lower as well. And we have a person working for us who has been involved with me personally. I've known him for over 20 years and assisting with other drill programs. He drilled over 60,000 meters on our previous company I was involved in, and proved up a substantial resource. And so we're certainly happy with his capability, and he'll be running this program for us. And I think, in determining for us to get the best results by owning our own rig, that will certainly assist us in doing so. And also, by owning a diamond rig versus an RC drill rig, you actually get the core. So you cut the core in half, send half of it off for analysis, and you've got the rest of the core there in front of you, so you can study the geological structures. So it's certainly a lot more beneficial doing diamond drilling than it is doing RC drilling.
And just on that point, you've bought the diamond drill over the RC drill. What are the benefits with the diamond drill?
Well, an RC rig, when you're drilling with an RC rig, you simply get small rock chips coming out of the ground, and basically you're drilling a hole to whatever depth. You're limited as to the depth that you can drill RC. I mean, normally only, depending on the size of the rig, I mean, normally only a couple of hundred meters, whereas with a diamond rig, you can drill a lot deeper. And the other thing is you actually pull all of the rock out of the ground, so you can actually see the core, what it looks like in the ground, and you can study the geological structures, which is something which is missing with an RC rig. Any true geologist will tell you that you're far better off drilling with a diamond rig. It's often more expensive, but not necessarily if you own the rig yourself. The other key benefit with a diamond rig is it allows you to drill all year round, whereas often with an RC rig, you have limitations when the ground is wet or you're drilling below the water table. So, it's more positive to use a diamond rig. And the rig which we've acquired will drill, 800 meters HQ, total depth of about 1,300 meters we can drill down. So, certainly we can drill substantial holes, and it gives us a lot greater flexibility. Further, if you're ever going to, when you convert your drilling results into a resource, any geostatistician will require that a certain number of the holes are drilled with a diamond rig, because there's a far greater confidence of the results using a diamond drilling as opposed to RC drilling.
Okay, great. And finally, Craig, I guess it's a matter of watch this space for the potential negotiations with the third parties, but it certainly seems like ECR are not waiting around with buying the drill rig. You're going to get on with business. So it feels like you're moving into a new phase. Would you agree?
Yes, that's correct. Part of the objective of what we're doing at the moment is to actually get to a resource on our Blue Moon property, and we can drill on we can do some infill drilling on the areas that we have previously drilled, but also go back and drill at Black Cat, the HR3 areas, which includes the Byron mine, which was previously mined back in the 1860s to early 1900s. And also we can do some drilling at Cherry Tree and Cherry Tree South, where it's believed we may even have potentially disseminated gold, which is very similar to the Fosterville gold mine. So by owning our own rig, we can, we hope to get to a resource fairly quickly.
Okay, well, Craig Brown, the CEO of ECR Minerals, thank you very much for talking to us.
Okay, great. Thank you for having me, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.